Go ahead.
It's 6:02 and I call this public meeting to order. Present Linda Fusco, Chairman of the Board of Commissioners of the Derby Housing Authority, and Maria Stout from Imagineers. Maria, I'm going to let you start by citing the reason for the meeting.
Okay. Good evening. This is Maria Stout from Imagineers. We're the administrator for the Derby Housing Authority Section 8 program. And this public hearing is set to hear any comments, any suggestions in regards to the Derby's agency annual plan. This is a requirement from HUD. For each of the housing authorities administering the Section 8 program, where it's required that we make public notice, we contact program participants and any landlords, and we ask that they review the agency plan and make any of the suggestions or recommendations based on the goals that have been set and the objectives in serving the needs of the families identified in the PHA plan, and making sure that the process is followed in order to meet those goals and objectives that were set at the five-year plan document.
Thank you, Maria.
You're welcome.
If you have, I just want to put on the record that this was published in the newspaper and as well as being posted on the Derby City website. So people have had access to this. And I don't believe we have a participant at the moment. No. Is there anyone from the public? Didn't think so. All right, so we're going to stay on. We'll give people time to express their concerns or ask their questions if they have them. And we'll keep the meeting open for a bit.
Sounds good.
Thanks, Maria. Mm-hmm. Bob wasn't able to make it.
What I'll do is I'll prepare an email for the civil certification form that we'll need to get signed by the ED and a board member, and
okay.
that's the certification form that needs to be submitted to HUD by next week. It's the only requirement, okay. Based on the fact that, you know, Derby is a qualified housing authority, 550 units or less. So that was the requirement, and just so you know, we sent out a mailing to the program participants and to the landlords to get their feedback as well. We didn't get any program participants' feedback. And for a landlord, we only had one response. And it was just more of a comment that was made, and that was recorded.
Okay. All right. I wish people would be more active in their living situation. I wish they would be able to offer suggestions and get a little involved.
Yes, I agree. I was actually surprised with the lack of response from the landlords.
It's true.
Yeah. So, and we don't do that for the other housing authorities that we administer. But this was one of the recommendations from one of your board members in another year. So we
I do remember that.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you for doing that. Thank you for following up.
Yeah. No worries. Thank you. This is typical, you know, that we don't really get a whole lot of participation on an annual basis.
Right?
Yeah, for the other housing authorities as well.
I guess it's nice to know that we're typical, but it just seems to me that that people would want to be more involved and have more say. I think, they don't have a lot of control of a lot of things, certainly not the HUD rules and regulations. So if they had some strong feelings, this would be a great opportunity at least to put them on the record and let people who are able to do something about it, possibly, know about it.
Yeah. We send it to a good portion of the participants across the board, and we have taken the recommendations of maybe having it during the morning or in the afternoon or in the evening, and we've tried all those different scenarios, and the result is still the same, that there's a lack of participation.
Sure. For people who work, I can understand that during the day would be hard, but for people who work, this may be dinner time. And if you have a family, it's time to hear about everybody's day and to do your sharing. And so I'm sure it's hard.
Yes. No doubt. And we actually thought that through COVID and doing these meetings via Zoom or online, that there would be more participation, and that has not been the case, because we really thought, instead of them going out to town hall or wherever the housing authority's main office is, it would be easy. You would be able to stay home or in your office and participate that way, but it hasn't really yielded anything different than when it's done in person.
Right. So it sounds like it's not so much circumstances as it is motivation, maybe.
Maybe, yes. Yes.
Because you certainly offered them a wide variety of circumstances. And I know during lockdown, particularly, what else do people have to do but to log on to different things and really they have the opportunity to get more involved because they have the time.
Right.
I know we're past that, but it's interesting. Yeah.
Well, I mean, one way of looking at it is that, the goals and the objectives set in that 5-year plan was suffice. We're doing a good job, or you guys are doing a great job.
I think it's a great team effort, and we do appreciate your hard work. I like looking at it that way, because that's a more positive way to look at it.
Yeah.
Thank you for reframing it.
Interesting.
Glass half empty, glass half full, right?
There you go. Yeah. It's always good to be optimistic.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, are you going to get ready for the snow, or are you ready for the snow?
About as ready as I'll ever be. We have a couple of college kids living around the corner, and they've been shoveling since they were in high school. And the mom called and she said, "Do you want the boys?" Absolutely. We want the boys to send them over.
Yeah.
So we're very lucky that way.
Are you expecting?
How about you?
Yeah, no, well, my husband is here for right now. But we also have a backup, service, the guy that works on our lawn. When my husband is not there in the summertime, because he's a football coach and he goes away. We have a contingency plan, although I don't go out when it's bad weather. It's not worth it.
Me either.
We can now, work remotely, so we're set up that way. So I'll probably mosey in. They say around 11 o'clock or so. That it should be winding down, so I'll start my day working from home and then make it into the office.
I did hear that, so it's not going to be an all-day affair, and it doesn't sound like it's going to be a blizzard or feet of snow. I think I'm hearing 4 to 6, maybe?
Yeah, Well, we heard the same. Yes. Yeah. Actually, I had a medical appointment for tomorrow at 9:15, and they called to cancel it. But am I not hearing things right?
That's interesting, because my husband had one as well, and they called this morning and offered to do a telemed, which I reluctantly picked them up on. I really did want to see the doctor face to face, but I worry about the drive too. We had to go to North Haven from Derby, so I took the telemed.
Yeah. Well, hopefully. So sometimes it works and sometimes it doesn't, you know, especially if they want to see a result or something, or, you know, something on your person. Sure. I had that one time and the doctor was like, no, you're going to need to come in. And I was like, yeah, I thought so. That's fine.
Well, I did make it a point to ask her to have him review the record, because we haven't seen him since July, and a lot has happened since July. So I said, you know, please have him be prepared. Yeah. So if he decides, you know, he'd want to see us, that would be fine too. We'll make it another day. He's just hard to schedule with.
Yeah, my mother doesn't like those kind of appointments. She old school. Yeah, she wants to go in and be in the presence of the doctor. She doesn't feel that it's adequate enough. Or sometimes they have her, you know, hair pull up, you know, and they'll see her real quick, you know, through kind of like a drive-by.
Yeah. So I'm with her. I prefer face-to-face. I think that's much better, you know, in person. But yeah. I didn't want to cancel the appointment and run the risk of having to wait 6 more months.
Oh, yeah.
So I thought, let me take what I can and we can negotiate when he gets on the phone.
Yeah. So this is the follow-up from what he had done in the summertime.
Well, in a sense, for him it is. But if he doesn't read the chart, he won't know what he missed since July. Because there were 2 occasions when we were supposed to see him face to face, and he had no time there was no time for the nurse to schedule. So we didn't even get telemed. We saw other people, nurse practitioners, yeah, things like that.
So was this done because of the weather or because of the spike in the COVID cases?
The offer of the telemed was because of the weather.
And they
offered it. The appointment was 11:15 in North Haven. And I don't ever mind driving out there, but I just don't know what the weather conditions are going to be.
Right. Yeah, no, it's better to be safe than sorry then. Did you get a lot of that ice?
There was a lot. My whole backyard was a solid sheet. I know that the cars seem to be moving well on 34, but our little hill and our backyard, our driveway, was not really walkable, whatever the word.
Yeah, no. Yeah, here was. I live in Manchester, and I was okay until we got to an overpass and the plow trucks, because there was accidents already, you know, they were heavily salting, you know, the overpass, you know. So, and then I veered off, got off the exit, and I said, okay, well, it's still early enough, let me go to like CVS, the little Farmington Avenue. And sure. I went to get out of the car, and it was like a sheet of ice. And then I started to see people just slide on Farmington Avenue. And it was I want to just get to work.
Right.
So, yeah, so I didn't go into the store. Well, I couldn't. I couldn't even plant. I kept sliding. So it was like, no. I'm going to get back inside my car and then just take my time. Because then I was only like about 2 minutes away. You know,
oh, that's good. That's not bad.
Yeah.
And you were able to get from the car to the to your office, okay?
Yeah, I don't know if you know Vicente here, but I have met him.
Oh, okay. So he heard me pull up and he rolled up his shade and he's like looking at me and I'm like waving to him, can you come out? And so he came out and he took my pocketbook, he took my arm and he walked me inside the inside the building because they hadn't, you know, the maintenance people here or the property manager who oversees this building, they hadn't mm-hmm. come in to salt. So I was walking in through the door, and then the trucks came to salt the parking lot. So, yeah.
Oh my gosh! Well, thank God for Vicente.
Yeah. Oh no, I would have just stayed in my car. I was fine.
That would have been a good thing. That would have been me. I'd have been still sitting in CVS's parking lot.
No, because it made me too nervous. So I was like, I literally just got out and I didn't even take everything with me, like my pocketbook, because I'm like, let me, you know. And when I went to plant my foot, it was sliding. So I was like, okay, I can't afford to fall.
Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. We don't want to do that.
Yeah. So no, these days I always make sure, you know, there's plenty of gasoline. Like once it starts to go to a quarter, mm-hmm. you know, from full, I'm filling up.
I don't blame you. I filled up tonight. The lines at BJ's were ridiculous. Like everybody had the same thought in mind.
Yeah. Because then you never know if the pumps, well, it's like they'll go and they'll do grocery shopping and then heaven forbid that we lose electricity. But around this time, if you lose electricity because it's cold outside, then you could, you know, you won't lose your food.
Exactly. That's one thing you don't have to worry about.
Yeah.
Well, you know, we're
Melinda,
we're a bit into January, so I'm hoping that the rest of the winter is not going to be terrible.
I know, it's been phenomenal, huh? It's like global warming.
Mm-hmm. For sure. That's for sure, I think. I do believe that. So we'll give it to 6:22. That will give it a full 20 minutes. I would think that that would be sufficient.
Sure. You're at home, right?
I am. I am.
Okay. And your husband's appointment went well then for his beauty appointment.
He did. Yes, it did. Yeah. It was audiology today, so that worked out. And his haircut. Yeah, so we got everything done. And I spent a couple of hours at the housing authority. So it was really productive.
Oh, good. I think after this, and I'll pack up what I'm going to be working on in the morning before I get here. So enough work with
hope, if you take it with you and you can't get in, at least you won't feel terrible about it.
Oh yeah, no, we can't skip a day here.
You know.
Yeah. You know, just it's coming been busy. Back from all the holidays, and whatnot. And then, you know, we had quite a few people that have been out. At one point, it was only, you know, we were down 60% of our inspectors.
Oh, wow.
You know, group there. So we only had like about 1.5 inspector because we have a new inspector that she's still learning a lot. So mm-hmm. then she went out and did re-inspections. But we have, you know, we issued quite a bit of vouchers because the government had, you know, sent extra monies there,
mm-hmm. yep.
you know, around April. So with the city of Hartford, we've had like about 500 vouchers on the street. So it's pretty active with submitting moving packages. So, you know, there's a lot of activity around doing the inspections for these units. So and
sure.
we you know, we were down because then people got, you know, this variant, and then you have to isolate and wait out. So interesting. Yeah, hasn't been fun, but what are you going to do?
Well, there's nothing you can do. I mean, you know, you're in the workplace and it spreads so quickly. Any mm-hmm. kind of contact is going to move it along to the next person.
Yeah.
And I know a lot of people have gotten sick. It doesn't matter that you're vaccinated or you have your booster. It doesn't seem to matter at all.
Yeah. No, the only good thing about it is if you are vaccinated, then, you know, you know, it doesn't stay with you too long, or it's not as bad. I mean, it's still bad because you're sick, but it's not mm-hmm. like somebody that is not vaccinated. And we had one that wasn't vaccinated and ended up in the hospital and still kind of like on oxygen therapy, but he was scared, and we were scared for him too. It's like, oh my God.
Oh, I'm sure.
We're coming along. We're coming along. Yeah. And then what we decided to do was just, you know, cut down on the footprint here. So we've got, you know, folks that come and go, pick up what you have, and you know, everybody's masked. Even, you know, it doesn't matter if you're a minute or whatnot, everybody has their mask on, and, you know, you're not congregating, you're not. You know, so it's terrible, right? Because you don't even get to socialize with your coworkers.
You don't, you know, and what's more important in the workplace than good team, you know, good teamwork?
Yeah.
It makes it really hard.
Yeah. No, definitely miss the camaraderie. But we have to be careful. That's all we need.
We do.
It's for everybody to come down with it, and then you know, you got a major shutdown.
So that's right. That's right.
Yeah, we've been lucky.
We have to. We've managed, knock on wood, to avoid it so far.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
No.
I was just going to say, I think we're kind of at the point where it's not when you get it. It's not if you get it, it's when you get it.
I think pretty much
everybody will get it.
Yeah.
So we're at 6:25, my friend.
Okay. Sounds good. Well.
All right. We didn't get anybody, but I thank you for your hard work. I've had a chance to take a look at it. It looks wonderful. And so hopefully they think we're on the right page too, and that's why they didn't participate.
All righty. Well, thank you. It's great pleasure working with you, Linda. So, and thank you for that opportunity.
Oh, it's a pleasure for me to work with you as well. You take care. Be safe. It's 6:25 and we'll end the meeting.
All right. You take care. Thank you. Okay, be safe.
You too. I'll talk to you soon.
Bye.